When the earth roars, it ignites a fire in the people. The ancient Chinese knew this lesson well, as this meant that the gods were angry and someone is to blame. Namely, if a huge earthquake happened, this was because a sign from the heavens that the emperor was unfit to rule, and rebellions would soon follow. It was of utmost importance for an emperor to know where and when an earthquake had happened, and if he were to clear his name. Zhang Chen, an inventor during the Han Dynasty over 2,000 years ago, was charged with the very important job of creating a contraption to alert the monarch of an earthquake anywhere in China. Over many weeks of thought, Chen created a device that later evolved into the modern-day seismograph. The machine looked like a large teapot without spout or handle, but there were 8 snaking dragons on the side, each in one direction, each holding a steel sphere in its mouth. Steel frog statuettes awaited a blow, eager to catch a ball should it fall. But how did such a machine work? It worked because there was inside the pot. It was a pendulum. Should the pendulum move even the slightest bit, which it did every time an earthquake happened, it would knock a ball out of the mouth of a dragon and into a frog, creating a vibrant sound. These pots were ginormous, about 20 feet tall and 5 feet in diameter, and extremely beautiful. Such contraptions were very accurate compared to an unsuspecting human. One story tells of a time when a ball fell from the dragon, but nobody felt a thing. 3 days later, a writer came to tell of an earthquake in the outer region of China. Modern-day seismographs work very similarly, with a pendulum hung on top of a piece of paper. Every pendulum had a writing utensil on it to mark when a pendulum moves. With these great inventions, we would be at the mercy of nature and completely unprepared. When the earth roars, the unprepared pay the price.
This has been a collaboration with the Glenwood Springs Middle School, the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.